Is your desk neat and organized, or has it become the place you dump everything you don't know where to put? Have you lost money because you have misplaced receipts? Do you have a messy desk in your home office, or is your desk always neat? Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are talking about your desk and how to make it clutter-free instead of a dumping ground. Learn organizing tips to declutter your desk as we continue our month focusing on the home office.
Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., hear easy to implement tips on decluttering all areas of your life, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and energetic. Learn how to release clutter and get organized to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. An award-winning professional organizer and coach, Julie is passionate about supporting people in clearing clutter so they can share their gifts with the world and live a more joyful and fulfilling life.
87% of office workers say when their workspace is disorganized, they feel they're less productive than when their workspace is organized. I would say that statistic is most likely true for a home office desk and workspace as well. 86% of office workers agree that having a disorganized workspace is unprofessional. Most likely your personal habits at home make their way into your work life or work desk. So if you build good habits here, you can also apply them to work. 30% of office workers have lost out on getting reimbursement for business or travel expenses because they misplaced or lost a receipt. It's estimated at 38 working hours, so close to 1 week, per person each year looking for misplaced and lost items. These stats can be found online at brotherusa.com. Desk clutter. Get rid of clutter. So many times desks easily morph into the dumping grounds. You're in a hurry, so you throw it on the desk. Block out time to go through everything on your desk. It may take a few hours, or it may take an entire weekend. Begin by sorting into piles based on categories you've created. Bills to be paid, receipts, etc. File anything that needs to be filed. Clutter represents delayed decisions, so commit to making decisions now. Be ruthless. Recycle paper where you can. Ask yourself if there is an online resource for it. Throw away dried up pens and move knickknacks somewhere else. Here are some areas where people tend to get stuck. Do you have lots of magazines or catalogs? Do you read them? If not, cancel the subscription. Ask yourself if you need it. Can you find that information online, or is it something that no longer interests you? How old are the magazines or catalogs? The information might be stale by now. Ads and coupons. How many of you have a Bed Bath & Beyond coupon, or several? Resist collecting materials that represent bargains. If you aren't going to use it immediately, recycle it. Look for online resources for any of the paper clutter on your desk. Bookmark and tag and use when you're ready. Business cards, go through it and identify and create a storage system. Tip, when you're at a networking event or meeting someone, make notes on the back, where you met, personal interest, etc. to jog your memory. When you go to contact this person, you'll have a good idea of who they are and their personal interest and whether it's business that you're seeking or that you need support with. You'll be able to have a good conversation. Paperwork. Can you do it? Can you make a decision later? Can you delegate it or can you recycle? Come up with a process that works for you in handling paperwork. Remember, do not use your desktop for storage.
Are you looking for information on how to get organized and reduce clutter? Have you wanted to hire a professional organizer, but it's not in your budget? Do you just need some quick professional advice on clutter or organization? Our clutter-free living classes and how to organize your life office hours support you in becoming free, moving forward, and achieving success. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Organization. Make sure your desk fits your lifestyle. If you like to spread things out, invest in a big desk. A U-shaped desk with storage is really functional. On the surface of your desk, keep your daily projects. Store close by on the inside of your desk, if you have storage, your weekly projects. Keep close to your desk monthly projects on nearby surfaces or in easy-to-reach file drawers. Don't keep it on or in your desk if you use it periodically. I have reference books that I have to get up and walk to. I don't need them that much, and it's good to get up from the desk and take a break. Plan a place for things that you use frequently, such as pens, scissors, papers, and highlighters, or files that you are referencing a lot. If you pay your bills here, create a storage area for all your supplies for bill paying. Think of your desk in terms of real estate. Use it daily, have it within easy reach. If you use your calendar all the time, it needs to be here. Only as a reference, put the calendar on the wall where you can see it. I also suggest having a notebook or pad of paper. I'm always coming up with ideas or things that need to get done. I can write them down immediately because I always have a pen and paper to write. You could also use a bulletin board to put a calendar or reminders to free up desk space, but this can easily become cluttered. Keep appointment reminders here, anything that you may reference a lot, such as a number for the pizza place or babysitters. Spend time tidying up at the end of the day or the week. File papers, return things to their homes, and put anything else that doesn't belong here where it does belong. Takeaways from today's podcast. Do not use your desk for storage. Many make that mistake and it soon becomes cluttered. Look for online resources to reduce paper clutter on your desk, bookmark and tag, and use when you're ready. Keep items on your desk in close reach that you use daily or frequently. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Thanks for listening to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 clutter-free living tips. Ready to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire? Learn about Julie's services, including coaching, classes, affirmations, aromatherapy, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course and more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Don't forget to subscribe and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.